So when you hear that Iowa doesn't have enough playmakers at receiver or whatever, I don't know if you've heard, that's one of the criticisms. Do you take that personally?
Not really. You know, we just let the outside stuff just let that go over. You know, you just got to focus on your goal and what you have to produce is to be a good player.
Is that easy to do? Is it easy to block out all that stuff?
It's definitely now easier now that you get older and you, you've been in the program a while. It's easier to block everything out and just focus on what you want to do.
So when you were maybe younger in this program, would you maybe listen to more outside
stuff? Yeah, definitely when I was younger, I used to listen to outside stuff, you know, and it got to me, and I think that's what affected my playing ability and stuff.
I know you're on the kickoff return. Were you out there on the hands team then for that onside kick?
Oh, I wasn't.
Okay. Well, what was kind of your vantage point? Because I would imagine that it's been a situation either in practice or in games that you've been out there in that situation before.
Right, right. You know, it's just, I mean, I trust the coaches 100%, and they put a group of guys out there that they feel is going to get the ball back for us. And, you know, I trust the coaches, and it just didn't work out for us that play.
As far as at receiver, what do you feel has allowed you to make that progress that you now find yourself in a situation where you are a third receiver and are being asked to make plays like you did against UNI last week?
It's just the extra work and just the way you prepare for games and just extra work you'd put in after practice and as much film you watch and stuff and just getting the defense down and as well as the offensive system.
How much is it being your fourth year? I think it's your fourth year in the program. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're a veteran now. Is that a big part of it too?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know the tradition here, and you've been in the program a while, and it's definitely helped me out a lot, so I know what the coaches are expecting of me, and I just got to keep doing what I'm doing and working hard.
Kirk's always talking about he had a good tempo in practice and what have you. Is that anybody says with younger players, you get here, you don't really realize the tempo. Mm-hmm. Is that a big part of it?
It definitely is. When you first get here, you don't know what to expect. You know, it's your first time away from home. You're in a Big Ten program, and you just don't know what to expect. But as you grow into the program, you expect what the coaches expect out of you, and you just got to go off that.
Talk about this third wide receiver. It doesn't seem like a big thing, but for this offense to move forward, I think that you need to have that confident third wide receiver. Am I right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. You have to have confidence with one through seven receivers. You know, you never know when you're going to get your chance and when you're going to get thrown in the game. You just got to be ready. You got to prepare like you're going to be a starter.
Mm-hmm. You being a fourth-year junior, that chance, you know, you just mentioned it's hard to come by, is it not?
Yeah, it definitely is hard to come by, but when your name is called, you just got to be ready to go.
Have you done what you needed to do, you think, so far?
So far, yes, but, you know, there's still improvement that I can go off of and still work hard. We're in competition every day at practice, so you just got to keep getting better.
Mm-hmm. Were you mostly a running back in high school?
Yeah, I was all completely just
so
running back
in
high school.
How big of an adjustment has that been?
It was definitely an adjustment coming right out of high school, but now that I understand receiver now, and you know, so it's I just put the running back situation back in the burners and just looking forward now.